Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Touchgrass Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Johnny Romano.
And I am Mrs. Romano.
How are you doing, Mrs. Romano?
I'm good. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's good to have you back.
I feel like I say that every single time I do a pod.
Yeah, well, this is a good comeback to come. We'll just go through it briefly. We've just, at the back end, finished a fantastic show. The inaugural, the first of many, apparently, Wrestling ME Academy shows. And it was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was about an hour long. Yeah. And you know what? It was fast-paced. There was so much action going on. And yeah, it was incredible. Big bang at the end. Loved it.
Big bang at the end. How impressive was that at the end? We're going to go through it. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of these shows, so we'll make sure we cover them for you and take you through it, because they are very small, intricate, and really nice shows. And we really enjoy them. It's great. It's about getting the reps in, improving, wrestlers working hard, becoming a team and getting better. And that's one thing that Trent Seven said on the podcast. Make sure you go check that out. It's on YouTube as well, the interview with Trent Seven. The first ever interview since he left WWE. And we know he's at TNA now. Good luck to you. He mentioned that reps are the most important thing when it comes to wrestling. And this is what these shows provide. So it's very important, isn't it?
Yeah. It becomes routine, doesn't it?
Well, you need to. It's,
and do you know what? Like, this is where I feel like you form your bond and like your team. Like this is when you get that sort of social side to it, and you become a real strong company. Like WrestleFest EXP, it's where everyone sort of,
you find yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see people, you know, in football. I used the analogy before. You see the under-18s playing. You see the under-21s playing. It's because they need to play football. If you want to be at Manchester United, you're playing in the under-18s, that's where you start. Then you're under-21s. And then if you're good enough, you make it to the first team. It's as simple as that. You need to get the reps in to get better. Do you understand? Let's get into it anyway. First match was the first ever Grand Slam champion, Sexy Sam, taking on the challenger. I believe that was his debut as well, VK.
Yeah.
What a match.
It was great. There was a lot going on. VK was pumped.
He was pumped. Big time.
Yeah, he was doing like kicks to the head, like slamming. It was great.
He was really good. Yeah. Really impressive.
Full of energy.
Got the crowd going. The crowd were going up for him. He was doing some massive spots, going to the top of the turnbuckle, some big slams. And to be honest, if you're getting put in there, one of your first matches, against the current DXB World Champion, and you hold your own, I think it's a massive testimony to how well he did.
Exactly, Sam is elite, you know. He's an amazing wrestler, and he honestly held his own in that ring. Honestly, he was incredible. Some of the moves that he was pulling off, like, you wouldn't think he'd just done his debut. Like, you wouldn't think he'd be debuting like this night, because he literally was on the top rope at some points. Like, he was slamming Sam down. He had elbows, kicking to the head. Like, honestly, some of the moves he was doing was incredible.
I like the way that you said about the elbows, because that was kind of his whole thing. I remember when Triple H used to wrestle, it was always the knees. It'd be a knee buster or knee to the face. VK used the elbows a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of his offense include elbows, and the elbow is the hardest part of your body. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you're going to use that, you're going to do well. He did a massive jump off the top rope, elbow drop, which he called for as well, very confidently. He shouted, "Elbow drop!" Yeah. And unluckily, he dropped himself on his head. We saw the Sexy Sam slam. We saw a choke slam. Like we said, it was a great performance by VK, with Sexy Sam getting the victory in the end. No title match, obviously, but a great spectacle to start the show. We then got into the second match, and again, it was Shaheen, who actually made an appearance with a little bit of a throwback, going back to his older days in the Wrestling ME, wearing a mask. He's wearing the Luchador mask tonight.
Yeah.
First time we've seen that in person, by the way.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I was like, who is this? Is this somebody disguised? Oh, no, it's actually Shaheen with a mask on.
Might have been El Muerto.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, my gosh, that's what I was thinking.
You never know. It might still be. He never took it off in the ring, so we don't know. But Shaheen is here, so I assume it was him. And it was great to see him in the mask and Luchador, a different kind of thing. And he was taking on his debut, Samuel, I got told in the back, but Samuel. Great performance. Came out like a knight of the realm.
Yeah.
He had a knight's mask on, and he had the cross, like very old school.
Very old school. He's very mysterious, actually.
I loved it.
Yeah, very mysterious. And he sort of, the way that he was moving, and his music was very calm. Like, he came
very
out
royal.
And his character was great.
He seemed like to be like the fighter in the battle who would have the sword and decapitate his opponent, you know. He came out with the...
Silent but deadly.
Yeah, he came out... that's what she said. Came out with the... He had the metal helmet that you would have when you were in sword fights back in the day. Like I say, very regal. Came out dead slow, did a little bow, a little curtsy. Very intimidating, took... And then it was like he was walking out, he was dead calm. Then he took off his helmet and then he was like, right, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to go to war.
He was like raging. Like he was like, ah!
He was raging and did it really well. And then we sort of take on Shaheen. Look, in your first match, fair play to you, but you're taking on one of the best in the business. You're taking on The Face, who actually was hiding his face. And a great matchup. The first match, going through a lot of lockups, a lot of headlocks, a lot of interchanges between each other. And he was hanging his own and a lot of counters. And I said, this is going to be fatigue.
Well, Sam was doing a lot of shoulder barges. Like he's really good at, he's really strong when he does a shoulder barge, and he was putting Shaheen down, like, amazing.
It was fantastic to see, a really impressive performance by him. He did really well, actually. But obviously, Samwell took the L on his debut. Impressive performance. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot. Already got the character locked down. So I'm really keen to find out how it develops and see where it takes him. Very impressive debut.
Yeah, very well done.
Shaheen getting the win there. And then it was the next match. And then it all kind of changed from there. We got Johnny Victory Evers taking on the former stage manager, Troy.
Johnny Loser Evers.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of loser chants tonight. And they got in his head a bit, didn't they?
Oh, no, he came out. Johnny came out with the air freshener and spraying everyone, going, it smells like losers out here.
He didn't spray me, though. Didn't spray me, so I'll let that know. No, great again. Johnny giving it out to the crowd. Absolutely fantastic scenes. And then, what a great match, because this is a little throwback. We were there at PopCon and Troy got attacked by Johnny. Do you remember? He said, you're the security, you get in the ring, and then absolutely destroyed him. It looks like Troy's trained a bit in order to get a bit back on his own.
Yep, Troy took that very personally, and he's been training since, and Troy was great in the ring, by the way.
He was great. Very quick.
I mean, he took some real bad hits, like, but he stood his own.
And he took some, he did some big lariats of his own. I was really impressed. And it all went, you know, Bob's uncle, didn't it, for him when he went to the top.
Well, can I just say that Troy picked Johnny up? Johnny's massive guy, and like he attempted it, and then
and
didn't
work.
Quite make it, and then did it again. And I was like, what?
Can we just say respect for him, because to be able to, number one, pick him up,
I know,
in the first place, but to then not be able to get him up, and then, you know what, I'm going to go again. And then, massive slam, and it echoed through the wrestling ME arena. But like I say, it was a really good back and forth match, very impressive.
And Troy went to the top rope, by the way.
Well, that's where it all went. Well, it all went missing, didn't it? He went to the top. We were all thinking, Troy doesn't go to the top. Well, we don't know what he does, but we assumed he didn't go to the top. He did go to the top, missed Johnny, and then Johnny finished the game with his famous lariat now. Got the pin, 1-2-3, and that was nice out for Troy. Great effort, though. And then we go to what we thought was the main event. It was the Chopkeeper Fires. So what happened is basically Johnny Evers, fantastic, showing off after winning the match. He then makes an announcement that he's got his friends here.
Mm.
His friends from the Netherlands are here. He's got backup from Holland. Mm. And then all of a sudden, his two friends came out, one of which was Tom Barong Chong, who said, right, I want to have a match. I'm going to take on anyone you've got. This is the best that Dubai have to offer. Who's going to challenge me? And we thought, no one's going to challenge. You know, there's three men here from Holland. They've come in to make a scene. And then none other than Dubai's favourite son, Fayez the Chopkeeper, comes and steps up and accepts the challenge.
And can I just say, when Fayez did step out, they all were terrified. And they all ran away like big babies.
Yeah, they all got out of the ring straight away.
They did.
And it was only because Johnny Evans, he's a Man United player. Only because Johnny Evans sneaked from behind and the other two actually distracted, made a distraction. And obviously, Fayez did get distracted. Johnny Evans turned him around, but Fayez was too smart. He knew he was behind him and then hit him with a big lariat. And then there was a massive back and forth match. Very impressed by Tom Barong Chong. I thought he was fantastic.
Very, very, very good.
A lot of mind games. Kept going out of the ring, trying to antagonise Fayez.
He got like sort of some of the equipment out and started sort of using them as weapons and all sorts. Like, it was great.
He did. And it was fantastic performance. And I loved the character. I thought he was fantastic. Yeah. He came out in his mask. He looked the part.
Yeah.
And Fayez just, it was basically 3-on-1 from that get-go. And then all of a sudden, Fayez, with some massive chops, starts to dominate the match.
Well, then the three start just beating on Fires.
And then, yeah, Johnny Evers from nowhere comes in, starts taking down Fires. They start beating the hell out of him.
And Fires is on the floor and they're just all laying in for him.
And this is Holland, Team Holland, that are just taken out. They've come to Dubai. They're in Dubai's back garden. We're all here. I mean, I felt like getting up the seat and challenging and helping him out. Then all of a sudden, you hear the music. It's always cryptid. He's always there to help and save the day.
A good guy.
And Roxy came out as well.
Yes.
So Roxy and Cryptid came out.
They came out with like weapons, by the way, because the other three had weapons.
They had two tubes of it, or poles.
Yeah, like two poles, yeah.
Didn't manage to get a hit, unfortunately, on them. But then, yeah, it was announced that management had made a six-man tag, three on three. And it started...
Well, hang on. It didn't start at first because they were the three from
they
the
were
Netherlands...
mulling over it.
They were like, do we get in? Oh, and there was a few chants, you know, scaredy cat, pussy cat. Like.
Yeah.
So, and then I think they were like, you know what, we'll do it.
Well, we're here, we may as well.
Yeah.
May as well put on a show. And they did, and they got in the ring, and excellent start by them. They just worked on Cryptid, just stretching him up, putting him into the corner, tagging each other in, stomping into him.
Well, initially...
Isolated him.
Well, initially, when they were in the ring, sort of Johnny snuck around the back of Roxy and actually tried to get Roxy from behind. So there's been a lot of sneak attacks around with them three.
By the same. Well, it was interesting to see. Will we see more of them? That's the question.
I hope so.
Well, depending on what happened at the end of the match we're talking about, we might very well. Like you say, they did a sneak attack, surprise attack, which, you know, Roxy, Cryptid, bit silly for falling for that, and Fires, because they actually did the same thing to Fires at the start of his match, you know, with Tom Prong Chong. So happened again, caught them out, and then like I say, Johnny Evers just threw Roxy like a rag doll out of the ring straight away. Fires got took down by their big man, and then it was just domination for there. Cryptid was the unlucky man to have to start the match. They just isolated him in the corner, just beating down on Cryptid, getting a few nearly three counts on him as well. Not messing around.
There was a couple of illegal moves as well because they were. Not necessarily tagging in sometimes, and then both of like two or three of them would be in the ring when actually that's not legal, so they were being like unfair and they were cheating technically.
Yeah, the referee wasn't getting stuck in much, was he?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Slacking a bit.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't very happy
with
him.
Slacking a little bit to know,
that's right, ref. I know. Apparently he's got a sore back, so.
Oh.
Yeah, excuses. Yeah. There's always an excuse. But no, it was a really good match, really good story told there as well.
Yeah.
Roxy did some great stuff. She started building momentum. Like I say, Cryptid was getting tucked down, and then finally he managed to fight back a bit of momentum, got to the top, did a bit of counter, and then he actually managed to take down Johnny. A bit of momentum that was building, he manages to get the hot tag into Fires. Fires came in and he cleaned house.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned house completely. Took down the big man. Took down Tom Barong Chong. Big chops to to Johnny Evers, saying to Tom Barong Chong. And then they cleared the ring, and then I think he tagged in Roxy during the midst of it.
Yeah, he told Roxy to finish it.
Finish it. Meanwhile, Fires and Johnny and everyone else was on the outside. It was only Johnny and Roxy in the middle. And then Roxy hit Johnny with a massive DDT to go for the victory. Johnny managed to get up from it. They were using weapons on the outside.
Yeah, they had back rollers. They had like elastic bands and ropes and all sorts got involved.
They were using everything that they could, even the kitchen sink, which is actually behind us. I thought that was going to get thrown at one point. It's like, oh, better not, I can't make a smoothie in the morning. But then, Johnny Evers, being the veteran that he is, being the smart aleck that he is, isolated Roxy, managed to counter her, and then hit her with the famous lariat. 1-2-3, Johnny Victory Evers gets the victory of the night. The team Pro Wrestling Holland, I was told they were called, get the win. Fantastic showcase by them. Love to see it, want to see them back.
100%. They were a great tag team. Like, Johnny's I say this all the time, Johnny's a great heel.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
But to have three great heels, like they fully embrace being a heel tonight, and I absolutely love seeing it. I'd love to see it again.
And wasn't it great to see Team Pro Wrestling against Team Dubai?
I know. Well, that's did you hear the chant? They started a chant.
DXB.
DXB. And then obviously they were trying to start their own chant with Pro Wrestling.
Well, Neverlands or something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't happening.
No, it was DXB.
And they even during the match, they went outside and they was that arrogant. They started singing the national anthem of Holland.
They
remember?
Did. They all three of them stood at the front of the ring, like with their hand on their chair, singing the national anthem. And everyone's like, boo.
The only one who didn't know was Tom Brodjog. He didn't know it. He wasn't singing it. Couldn't believe it. He was probably too focused on the match.
Exactly.
But they got the victory. Fantastic performance. And can we just say, This has been done in the Chase Sports and Fitness Club.
Yes.
Great little setting. Dead tight, dead cute. Everyone working hard. We see everyone getting the ring tucked down now. Very intimate setting.
Yes.
We saw people, and there was a good little turnout tonight, and we kept seeing people, didn't we, during the matches? Big groups of people, whether they've been to the gym or been playing football, walking in and like high-fiving each other, watching the match, fires specifically with Johnny Evers.
Yeah.
And just jumping on each other and seeing these big boys going at it, and it was great to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, like people were walking past and they were hearing like what was going on, so they came and popped their head in and had a look. And it, do you know what was really nice? That whenever anyone walked in, they just had a big smile on their face.
Yeah, they
and
loved it.
So many of them were like recording and like they couldn't believe what they were seeing. So we've been out and promoted a little bit, like follow WrestleFest DXB. Hopefully like when this becomes regular, like people start coming more often, you know, and like obviously when people are here doing their thing, because there's lots of things that go on in this building. I know there's like a big play centre and there's like lots of things for children going on. I think obviously hearing the commotion and everything going on tonight, the crowd, which was great, the chants.
Well, that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get new followers. And if you are listening and you've come from the show and you've seen it might be your first time there or you've been in at Chase Sports and Fitness Club, follow it, WrestleFest DXB, follow Wrestling ME, follow Touchgrass Wrestling. Come down, it's 25 dirham a ticket, I believe. It's very cheap. Mm. But it's just to get these younger athletes coming up, showcasing the talents, and then having international stars at a show like this. Felt really nice to be here. And obviously, it would have been great to have this at like the Square. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, the likes of Tom Rongchong and his partner as well. Yeah. Fantastic to see.
Yeah, that team were great.
Team Pro Wrestling Holland for the win.
Yes.
Let's get the trio belts in, baby.
Oh, a trio belt. Do you know what? I really enjoy like watching trio matches. Like,
yeah.
So I think they should do that a little bit more because I love seeing those matches. I feel like there's a lot more drama goes on.
Yeah.
Because like you've got the drama inside the ring and then also outside the ring when they're not tagged.
It was so, really good.
Yeah. Really
it was really good.
Good.
MVP of the night.
Oh.
Put you on the spot there.
Can't just do that. You can just throw it on me like that. Do you know what? I'm going to put because it's... I don't know. You can't do that to me.
Well, there's been a few standouts.
That's
VK making his debut.
That's
Sam Welf making his debut as well.
That's what I mean. You can't do that to
but
me.
Team Pro Wrestling Holland winning.
Oh, they were so good as a trio.
Troy as well in there. I'm going to say...
Troy was great, by the way. I can't believe it. He pulled it out of the bag. I don't know where that came from.
I'm going to say VK, MVP.
I was going to say VK.
Going one-on-one with the current DXB World Heavyweight Champion. Putting on a really good match, really good performance. Some high-flying manoeuvres as well. Putting it on Sam at times. Just remember that spot where VK jumped off the top rope, going for a crossbody and Sam just caught him.
Yeah,
VK's not a small man.
No.
And I saw Johnny in the back, and he was like, "Okay, that was impressive. That was impressive." I'm going to say VK MVP of the match.
Yeah, are you agree?
Of the night,
I agree.
What a great night! What a great night of pro wrestling action here live at Chase Sports and Fitness Club. This podcast has been brought to you by OP Health, 100% pure Himalayan Shilajit Black Edition, being released very, very soon. And there will be a discount code following that as well. And all your favourite wrestlers may be on the face of that as well. I know that Shaheen is the ambassador of it. So if you like Shaheen, then you're going to like OP Health. It's 100% Shilajit resin, and it's got 84 trace vitamins and minerals. Thank you for listening. This has been fantastic. This has been the Wrestling Emmy Academy show here at Chase Sports and Fitness Club. I've been Johnny Romano.
I've been Mrs. Romano.
And this has been Touch Grass Wrestling.